Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. And as always, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers getting the mail, the packages, and all that delivered wherever it needs to go. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captains America, lowercase Captains America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, let's go out to California and pick up the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, and bring him back to Florida. Here we go. Good morning, Kyle. We got you on the hypersonic missile coming back.
Hold on for dear life.
Hold on, Kyle. All right. Thank you very much, group therapy audience up on the roof there. 71 degrees tonight. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. Nope. Not at all. 71.
Nope. Yep. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we repeat those two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Now, we have some very sad and ominous news to mention first to begin with about the earthquake, Syria and Turkey. The death toll has now gone over 20,000.
It is heartbreaking, Captain. I mean, to put it in perspective, you see people go to a stadium to watch a ball game, and there can be upwards of 20,000 or, of course, more sometimes. But that's how many people. It's mind-boggling to think of that enormity of loss of life from this.
Yeah, we found out a family of four from Florida were caught up in that, and they were killed in this.
Yes, that's right. And it looks like the majority of the death toll is in Turkey, around 17,000, with 3,000 or so that we know of in Syria at this point. But hundreds of thousands of people, though, of course, continue to be homeless.
And they're out in the cold.
Yes.
And they're struggling
exactly
to stay warm, struggling to get food and water, and it's going to be a real challenge. Now, there are a number of agencies that are you can donate to Wiz, my flagship radio station is going with Food for the Poor. So that's one way that you can do it. All you got to do is go to the website of the flagship station, theanswertampa.com, and boom, you're there, you'll find it, you can donate whatever you can afford. Now, the Chinese spy balloons are still in the news because we found out from Secretary of State Antony Blinken that these balloons have violated several countries' sovereignty on at least five continents, adding that the U.S. government has already begun discussing last week's incursion over the United States with dozens of other countries to compare notes and find out what they know and if anything of similarity was a part of this.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the idea that they're just soaking up so much information so that they can create some sort of plan, one would think, for something. And being a little vague there because you don't know exactly what the Chinese might be up to. But certainly, Captain, when you have an intelligence array that's able to pinpoint the communication devices, listen in to what those communication devices are doing, especially when it involves the nuclear missile silos, perhaps communicating back and forth, it draws a very, very, very scary picture of what the Chinese are up to.
And this, quote, weather balloon that flew over the United States for days before being shot down, we found out could monitor communication signals because it had that type of equipment on it, and they're starting to find it in the debris. They're starting to find the antennas and the monitoring devices that were a part of this balloon that were anything but being a weather balloon.
Well, of course, and my understanding is, too, the Chinese are not happy at all that we are recovering that equipment. They knew that we would have to be able to do that at some point, but it's interesting how they've conducted themselves through this whole affair, at first saying it's a weather balloon and now sort of having outrage that we have it, you know.
Well,
so this is a big, big deal. Yeah.
Well, we're being told that it had multiple antennas to include an array likely capable of collecting and geolocating communications, and it was also equipped with solar panels large enough to produce the requisite power to operate multiple active intelligence sensors on board it. So that's what we know. It was spying on us. We did the right thing, but we should have done it a whole lot sooner. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. This segment is brought to you by Relief Factor, which is a product that I've been taking for a number of years, and I take it because I believe in it. I take it because I believe in it. And it works. It works for me. Now, I had a chance to talk about this yesterday at Mission Barbecue with some people that asked me about it. But Relief Factor is a part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce the inflammation that I have, which winds up putting me in pain, winds up giving me swelling in my legs and my ankles and sometimes elsewhere. And it just works for me. That's all I can tell you. Relief Factor works for me. Now, the combination of the natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is the number one source for the pain that you have. That's why you have the pain and the discomfort. It will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on, and it will go to different parts of the body to do that by alleviating pain at the source, wherever the pain is coming from. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's a little packet of four capsules in there, easy to take. You take it in the morning with a meal, and then if you need a second one, you take it at lunchtime with a meal. And if for some reason you need a third one, which is extremely rare, you take that with a meal at dinner time. But because it's all natural, it'll work. And it'll work for you. And I'd like to have you try it out by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over to that website and try out the 3-week Relief Factor Quick Start. It's only $19.95. And you'll find out real quick And like Kyle Ward likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
1995, three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. Well, from the Rasmussen reports, Kyle, almost half of the voters view China as an enemy and think war with a communist country is likely in the not-so-distant future. We talked about that during the break.
We sure did, Captain, because obviously the Chinese are up to something. They're gathering all this information. It's a prelude to something. They have other geopolitical interests, of course. They want to make their moves at some point, not just Taiwan, but I think they want to be more dominant, if not the dominant force on the planet. So at some point, I do think something will happen. We just don't know exactly how it will come about. But we do know this. We know that if the American president is projects weakness in any way, if the American president doesn't seem that they're going to respond or create a state of affairs by which the Chinese have to think twice, then it's going to be sooner than later.
Well, the American president, the Bidens, the Biden family, the Biden crime family, project weakness and project the fact that China has given them millions of dollars over the years. They own the Bidens and literally own the country because the Bidens are in charge.
Well, it is a compromising situation. There's just no doubt about it. If only during the campaign, it would have been a lot more apparent. Of course, we were talking about it. Other people were talking about it. But it really was suppressed to such a great degree that the American people, I think, didn't have a real clear picture about Joe Biden. Of course, he's been in politics for half a century, basically. But all the dealings, not just with Ukraine, but the deals in China. This is a very big, significant factor that the American people should have been able to weigh in.
And when he started to increase his presence in the Senate was when he was getting money from China. And then as he went along to become the vice president and now the president, the rest is history.
Right. This is why we're not hearing the kinds of tough talk. I can't imagine, Captain. I mean, well, just for food for thought. I mean, Ronald Reagan would have never let a Chinese spy balloon, fly over the entire United States and
do
what it did. I don't think President Trump would have. I don't think President Bush would have. I think even other presidents, maybe even President Clinton, would probably not have allowed this because national security is so important. So, but Joe Biden does seem to be almost a special case here.
Now, we heard something yesterday about the new COVID-19 vaccines that they didn't work as well as was projected. The virus variant that's now dominant in the United States, which is VBB1-5, according to multiple sources, in one of the research papers, researchers found the vaccines boosted neutralizing antibodies, believing that there was a measure of protection. However, the antibody levels declined to produce the various levels within 3 months that they were expected to, so the level of protection wasn't really there.
Well, and that, of course, is very disturbing to find out at this point, but it's not surprising. We just don't have and haven't had enough time, research about a vaccine of this nature to be able to have a high confidence to exactly what it will do. It simply wasn't developed under the same rigorous protocols and time frames that other vaccines have been developed. So, of course, but we were all told, take this. And didn't Biden tell you that if you got the vaccine, you wouldn't get COVID? I mean, stuff like that.
This
is all political. Yeah, and that's the problem. This is where I think looking back years from now, people are going to say, how is it possible that all this went on? It just became a political situation as opposed to, quote, following the science.
Well, that's correct. We lost track of the science when we put Fauci in charge.
Precisely. And the same thing goes with the masks and all that stuff. We're finding out now they basically have no effect. But it was a political thing that people had to do. They had to comply. And if they didn't comply, then they were ostracized. And they were ostracized even for just asking that question.
Well, I told you to begin with, the best mask was a respirator. If you really wanted to be right, you had to wear a respirator with the air filters in it.
Well, exactly. And why couldn't, I mean, can't you ramp up the Defense Production Act or something and get everybody a respirator? Where, you know, I proclaim we will get every American a respirator in 1 month's time or something like that. It could have been a moonshot. Who knows? But you're right. And, of course, that would never have happened. But that is exactly what you need to do if you want to be completely safe, that kind of thing.
Now, Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas has come out and said that he's putting the White House on notice. He said, I plan to block every single one of Joe Biden's nominees until every single classified document taken by the Department of Justice is turned over to Congress. No one is above the law.
Well, that's pretty heavy-duty stuff, isn't it?
That's what he said.
And it underscores the seriousness of what these documents, the possession of these documents represents, and what is in these documents. Because you and I have talked about too, Captain. What were these things, and why do they happen to be at Joe Biden's house? For what reason? Were they just these random documents? I don't think so. They probably have stuff to do with what Joe Biden doesn't want you to talk about or know about.
Now, getting back to the balloon before we have to go to break, the Chinese balloon that crossed the United States was equipped to collect intelligence signals. We now know that because of all the antennas that were on it, plus the solar panels and the electricity it was gathering for the transmission of such. Now, it was all part of a huge military-linked aerial spy program that targeted more than 40 countries. The Biden administration admitted to that on Thursday, outlining the scope and capabilities of the huge balloon and the fleet that they have that captivated the country's attention before being shot down. Now, the House on Thursday voted 419-0 to pass a resolution condemning China for a surveillance balloon.
And that's precisely the kind of unity we need to show in this. I can't imagine. Can you imagine trying to get a Democrat who might have voted against it to, you know, okay, tell us why you voted against it. They didn't want to be on that side.
No, you would have been a traitor.
Right, right. And this is the kind of thing, you know, for all of the discussions and all of the sort of what we might call family talk with inside our own country about culture and all the stuff. But when it comes to an existential threat, that's the thing that really should unify us, just as we saw, Captain, on 9/11, or just as we saw on December 7th, 1941. That's the kind of thing we need to get behind.
Well, hold on. We're going to take a break. We're coming right back, folks, and more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to find Jeff and wake him up and get him to do something here. So, Jeff, go to work.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. President Volodymyr Zelensky asked his Western allies Thursday for more weapons, said a Ukraine that is winning its war with Russia should become a member of the European Union, arguing the bloc won't be complete without it. At the close of the 16-hour summit that ended Friday when Zelensky was already gone, the EU leaders pledged they would do it all it takes to back Ukraine, but offered no firm timetable for EU membership talks to begin, as Zelensky had hoped. In the middle of the night, political leaders, priests, students, and activists languishing inside Nicaragua's most notorious prisons were awoken, given the clothes they had been arrested in and told to dress. Hours later, 222 of them, widely considered political prisoners, landed at a Washington-area airport, deported from their own country. The United States government said the massive release was both a unilateral decision by the government of President Daniel Ortega and the results of concerted diplomatic efforts. Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, I will. And before we get back to Kyle Warren, I need to tell you that this segment of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com website. That and the MyStore.com website. He's got two websites, and you should check each one of them out. Now, with MyPillow, it's pretty simple because he's got some great sales going on right now. Not to forget about the slippers, you know, he's got the new slippers design now. You can get the sandals, the slip-on sandals, for as low as $19.98. That's for openers with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can also get that six-piece towel set, that fancy towel set, for $39.98 and save $50 on the price, promo code CAPTAIN. And then, of course, there's the buy one, get one free pillow. Whatever size you want, buy one, get one free pillow. And it means what it says. Now, you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com. You can click on the Radio Listener Specials page. It's right there. That'll give you an opportunity to give them a promo code. Promo code will be CAPTAIN. And when you get in there, into the website, you'll see all the different things they have to offer because that's where all the sales are on that page, Radio Listener Specials page. And as if that's not enough for you to look at, you can also find more things that I haven't even told you about. There's going to be items in there marked down 80% and 90%, and there's more buy one, get ones in there. Just take a look, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Go to the radio listener specials page, and you'll be very pleasantly surprised with the things you'll see there. So, don't forget, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, where you can get great things for your house, household items. Now, they have a phone number if you want to call it. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You can call that number, and they'll already know the promo code. They'll say, are you using promo code CAPTAIN? And, of course, the answer is going to be yes, because that's a whole lot simpler doing it that way. But let's get back into the game with Kyle Warren and check it out, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
Now, not to be outdone, we did talk about this earlier, and we're going to talk about it again. Some 20,000 people have died as a result of the earthquake. Now, we are aware of the fact that probably some 17,000 of them have died in Turkey, which is where the damage seems to be the worst, because there aren't as many people that were in Syria in the area where this struck, which is probably a blessing in disguise, right?
Well, yes, and yeah, it does look like the lion's share is in Turkey right now, 3,000 or so, we understand, confirmed dead in Syria. We don't know if that number is going to go up at all, but certainly, CAPTAIN, as you mentioned, too, it's cold there. It's wintertime, so to be homeless, hundreds of thousands of people that have been cast out of shelter. So this is a major, major catastrophe.
Right, and our thoughts and prayers go with them. And, of course, if you want to help them out, you can do that. There's numerous charities that are out there. Food for the Poor is the one that I'm working with, and we're working with them through our flagship station, theanswertampa.com, if you want to do something, go over there and check it out. Now, the Biden administration is continuing its big lie about the GOP wanting to end Social Security. That just isn't true. And Biden was in my backyard in Tampa yesterday saying that stuff, and he got a big surprise. He had people come back and say, no, you lie, not true, not true. But as fast as they said it, they kind of got drowned out and whisked away by some other people.
Well, I'm not surprised. Of course, this is the old Democrat way, CAPTAIN, and that is just go out there and say what you want to say, get the message, quote unquote, their message, even if it's wrong or just wholly made up out of whole cloth. Just get the message out there. That's what they think is the most important thing. So they've set on this. The GOP wants to end Social Security. They're trying to do this, and of course that's not true. But wasn't it Joe Biden, Senator Biden, many years ago, CAPTAIN, in the mid-90s, I believe, that talked about freezing Social Security or stopping it in some way?
Right, right. It was him. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So here we go. Again, I mean, this is the kind of thing, you know, candidate Biden, you know, he used to think this, but now he thinks that. So he's, you know, that would have sunk any other candidate, one might think, under normal circumstances, if they flip-flopped in that regard, you know, so many times as he's done. But, of course, we all understand the strategy they had back in 2020, which was, let's put up Uncle Joe to go against Donald Trump and try and say, we're going to put the adults back in the room. That was the whole point they were trying to do.
Now, lawmakers are trying once again to end the forever war authorizations, and that means exactly what it says when lawmakers try to end the authorization that allows the president to use his authority to declare an action where they're going to take action for, I guess it's 30 days, is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, basically, this goes back, of course, back in with Iraq, for example, and to be able to keep things going. But I think the American people, by and large, they want to support a just cause. They want to support things that they know have a meaning, but they also don't want everything to keep going on in perpetuity with no review or no a way to sort of shut it off, I think.
Yeah. Now, let me point out again that we have a situation where, with the lawmakers trying to end the forever war authorizations, more than half the country feels that we're going to be in some sort of confrontation with China before the end of the year.
Yes, and also I think there, you know, as we look at what's happening in Ukraine, you know, what are the possibilities that the U.S. is going to be directly involved in that, or the Allies, or NATO, or what have you, just based on how that whole thing goes. I mean, if Putin keeps pouring things in and the Ukrainian forces really start losing, what's the next step? You know, you can keep arming them, but at some point, if that's not doing it, then you might see a real confrontation there, and we're off. And even President Biden said before, right, you're off to World War III. So it's very, very difficult to navigate.
Now, some senators are pointing directly at Pete Buttigieg after the Southwest meltdown for being the culprit.
Well, right. Well, Pete Buttigieg seems to be much more interested in something, I think I have this right, the transport equity or something like that.
Yes.
As opposed to looking at the nation's transportation infrastructure, not just the roads or the physical infrastructure, but how we get the air traffic controllers to do their thing, and we don't have the kind of incredibly close call that we had the other day. So definitely, is he there to do his job, or is he there to do a political job? And I think it's the latter.
Yeah, I do too. Now, Meta, who happens to be Facebook's parent company, correct?
Right.
Meta is restoring Donald Trump's access to Facebook and Instagram 100%. I thought they'd already done it.
Yeah, I did too. Maybe it's now it's the official thing, but even so, well, we'll see. If I know that President Trump wants to promote much more the Truth Social network, so we'll see what kind of presence he wants to have on those other platforms at this point.
What do you think his chances are of getting his points across?
Yeah, well, yeah, in terms of maybe they'll keep censoring it, or in the
yeah,
sense of, you know,
exactly.
Pulling that, no, he can't say that, you know, or this kind of stuff. Well, I do think people want to hear what these political actors have to say. You know, they should be able to make up their own minds, but somebody else decided against that.
Yeah, and we saw some of that yesterday where we actually had a high school graduate, not a college graduate, who was making decisions on medical statements coming from Twitter, and the person who questioned him was a doctor, and it was just amazing listening to the whole thing. How can you have someone who's not a doctor question what a doctor is telling you should be appearing in a tweet? Wow.
Wow is right.
All right, hold that thought, my friend. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I will be right back with the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, the Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-8-
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust my Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
Ho, ho, ho. That's AC/DC. That's a good place to cut it right there. And, Kyle, I don't know about you, but boy, oh, boy, that's called Let There Be Rock.
Yes, that's right. It goes all the way back, I think, to 1977 for that. So that's early, early days of AC/DC, I think. So, but it sounds great.
Yes, sir, buddy. And, of course, they were just getting with the program. That's all there was to it. All right, now, let's get on over here, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the weather before I give it to Kyle. First of all, a strong storm system is crossing Quebec, and it will continue with areas of heavy snow, wintry mix, and gusty winds into the northeastern part of the United States through Friday night. Now, heavy rain is possible over the southeastern states into part of the Middle Atlantic this weekend. In addition, some snow may be possible in the southern Appalachians as the temperatures will be cold enough to snow. And we do have some gale warnings. We do have some heavy rain right now up in the panhandle of Florida, approaching Live Oak and 75 and 10, that intersection right now. So we'll tell you all about that after Kyle tells you what's going on out west.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. First off, too, we want to say hi to Maria in Germany.
Yeah. Hello, Maria. Our favorite German.
That's right. So hello to Maria. Well, out west tonight, Captain, we're looking at some more dense fog in California Central Valley. This is coming up primarily Highway 99 north of Bakersfield up through Merced. And it's a little bit over on Interstate 5 as you head down from Newman. Right before you get to Cantua Creek area. So you might be looking at some of that fog there if you're trucking through there. But we've got winds coming back to Southern California, so folks, don't forget that when you have those high winds advisories, your high-profile vehicle, you want to be careful. If you're out going up the high desert, heading up Cajon Pass, you want to be careful of those winds. We've also got another wind advisory up in the Walla Walla area there in Washington, and let's see here. Now, well, it's a night of wind, we will say, because we've got wind that looks like it's east of Bozeman as you head along I-90 towards Livingston, up towards Big Timber, up in Montana. So be careful of that. And guess what? High wind warning. This is north of Cheyenne on I-25 in Wyoming near Wheatland. All right. But the only rain that we're seeing right now on the radar is going to be up in Seattle. We've got rain and snow that is east of Seattle. It's going to stretch down towards St. Helens and down. The rain stretches down to towards Portland. But be careful east of there as well because you've got some sleet and snow as you come out near Hood River. So be careful out there.
Well, you need a reprieve on the rain and the snow, so you're getting that, I guess. But in the meantime, over to the east, we'll use the Mississippi River as our halfway point. To the west of the Mississippi, not much to talk about. To the east of the Mississippi, we do have down in the Gulf from Brownsville, we've got gale warnings all the way up to New Orleans tonight, all the way up to it. So there's wind and there's waves and the sea's rather rough down there. And we do have the rain that we're talking about in the panhandle of Florida from Tallahassee, it's Tallahassee East over towards Live Oak and I-75 right in that area. It's up into South Georgia as well, and it seems to be moving to the east, and it looks like it's going to go up the coast. We do have some gale winds tonight right there in Georgia and South Carolina going up towards Myrtle Beach and Savannah, Georgia. You've got some winds. You've got some fog a little bit further up the line, Chesapeake Bay again. And as you move up the line and go inland from the western part of Pennsylvania to include Snowshoe and the mountainous areas out there, including Pittsburgh, and the eastern part of Ohio from, Cleveland South down to the West Virginia line, you have got some unsettled weather conditions, and it looks like as if that's where there's going to be some snow, especially coming off the lake. The lake effect is starting to set itself up into something that could be rather unique a little bit later here. That's also that way in upstate New York. From Ripley right there in the state line all the way around to Buffalo, all the way across over to Pulaski, and on up to the St. Lawrence Seaway. We also have what appears to be wind and some snow flurries starting to come in into Vermont and New Hampshire and the mountainous areas of Connecticut and Massachusetts, so be advised of that. Now, one other little area to talk about is Maine, northern Maine tonight. If you're going up to get some French fries up there in Presque Isle, you're probably going to run into some snow headed up there. And if you're going way up to the north of Maine tonight, you're going to be in a winter storm warning because they got the big old red part of the cone up there showing us that there is going to be a winter storm up there. And in the upper peninsula of Michigan, yep, wouldn't you know, more snow coming up there for you folks. So batten down the hatches, be safe wherever you're at, drive accordingly, adjust your speed where you need to. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, Captain, as we know, February is the month of Valentine's Day, but it's also the Heart Month, and the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers are doing their part in the fight against heart disease and stroke as they partner with the American Heart Association and Canadian Heart and Stroke Foundation. So when you pull into the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center, by the way, go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function to find those locations easily. When you pull in and you round up your purchase, you're going to be participating in that fight against heart disease and strokes. Or you can buy a paper heart for $1, $3, or $5. They're available for purchase at any participating location. And the full amount purchased is going to be donated directly to those organizations. So in addition to finding out about the My Rewards Plus app, where you're going to start saving, get great offers, and be able to start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills, not just 15 fills with the other guys. When you pull into a Pilot and Flying J Travel Center, you're doing good. So go to pilotflyingj.com.
And I got a problem.
What's that?
I need a lot of Valentines because I got more than one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I can't just give one Valentine because there's too many Valentines hanging out there. So I got to get my preferred Valentines their e-cards over the weekend so that they get them before anybody else, and then I'll just put one out there to all the girls I've loved before. How's that?
Julio Iglesias.
Yeah. To all the girls I've loved before. Oh, never mind. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more, folks. We're right after these messages, top of the hour news and all that good stuff. It is a Friday morning, and we are the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.